Yesterday was the unofficial start of summer, a time when many Wisconsinites travel around the state to see its natural wonders like the many state parks.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite state park in Wisconsin? What park would you recommend, and which parks are you planning to visit this summer? You can call us now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Chelsea Lewis joins us now. She's a multimedia journalist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She recently wrote about 10 Wisconsin state parks to visit this summer. You could find a link to that piece on the Central Time Facebook page. Chelsea, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, did you get out over the holiday weekend to a state park?
Yeah, just before Memorial Day weekend, I actually was able to make it out into the Kettle Moraine State Forest, which is close to me in Milwaukee. I got a nice little overnight backpacking trip in the Ice Age Trail, so that was a nice kickoff to summer.
I used to live near the Ice Age Trail when I was a kid, and I have only vague memories of leaves and trees, which isn't very helpful. Can you remind us what's special about the Kettle Moraine State Forest?
Sure, yeah. Well, the Kettle Moraine State Forest is kind of the birthplace of the Ice Age Trail. Ray Zillmer, who was a Milwaukee lawyer, kind of was behind protecting it. He envisioned a national park that stretched through almost all of Wisconsin and kind of followed the path of the end of the last glacier. And so now we have this beautiful 1,200-mile National Scenic Trail that winds through the whole state. It's not completed yet. It's about half done. But a large portion of it travels through the state forest in southeastern Wisconsin. And in the northern unit, it travels through the whole forest, about 31 miles. So it's a really beautiful trail. And no matter where you are in Wisconsin, you're usually never too far from it. So that's a great resource of Wisconsin's.
And we can go to state parks year-round. What do you like most about getting out there in the summer in particular?
Well, yeah, like you said, we can go any time of year, but the summer is when everything kind of comes alive in Wisconsin, right? You know, we have our beautiful lakes and rivers that we can swim and fish and kayak and canoe in. The trees are full of leaves. This time of year is really great. You know, the rain has kind of been a pain in some ways, but the rivers are really raging right now, and so are the waterfalls. So up in northern Wisconsin, for instance, Copper Falls State Park has two really beautiful waterfalls that this time of year are just awesome because of all the recent rainfall. So you get really, you know, kind of robust waterfalls that are great to see.
And Copper Falls, if someone hasn't been there, it's spectacular because it really is. The water is the color of copper, and it looks almost kind of magical.
Yeah, it really does. And you get that kind of brown-black basalt rock that the river runs through, you know, that ancient lava rock. So it's just stunning. And I think a lot of people don't expect landscapes like that in Wisconsin, but we have them here, and they're really beautiful.
Want to bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. We have Travis with us in North Prairie. Travis, hi.
Hey. My favorite park is Governor Dodge State Park. It's about an hour and a half west of the Madison area. Lots of fantastic trails. It's gigantic. There's lots of rock formations you can climb on. I actually found out about the place oddly through a LARP, a live-action role-playing game that's based on Lord of the Rings. And so we hang out there and dress up like weirdos and have a good time.
It does a good job doubling for, you know, an elven forest?
Yes, it does. It does a fantastic job.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Travis, for that call. And Governor Dodge, Chelsea, is on your top 10 list, right?
Yeah, it's such a great park. Like you said, it's so big. There's so much to explore there. And it's actually in the Driftless region of the state, so you kind of get these nice rolling hills. There are two lakes that you can swim and paddle on. I think over 40 miles of hiking trails, and plus two campgrounds there. So it's really great for camping as well.
Travis, thanks a lot for that call. And we go next to Jason in Hales Corners. Jason, hi.
Hi. My favorite state park is Newport State Park up in Door County.
What do you like about it?
I love the backpacking sites. So there's a handful of backpacking sites in Wisconsin. I recommend everyone go and research these sites. They're fantastic. It offers a different type of camping. I mean, car camping in itself is great, but there's just something different about, you know, backpacking into your site, carrying all your stuff with you, and there are fantastic trails at Newport, and it just offers a different type of camping experience.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate you calling. And Chelsea, do you share that? What do you like about Newport?
Yeah, absolutely. Newport was on my list for the backpacking sites. That was part of the reason. It's a really great park. It's on the quieter side of Door County. You know, the west side of the peninsula is pretty busy, but the eastern side is a little quieter. Newport's up toward the top of the peninsula, and it has 11 miles of Lake Michigan shoreline. You have these great remote backpacking campsites. It's the state's only wilderness park, so it's not as developed as some of the other state parks. Really great stargazing opportunities. I think they're trying to get, like, dark sky certified, like some national parks are. So, yeah, that's an awesome park up in Door County.
Jason, thanks for your call. We are talking about the state parks of Wisconsin. Chelsea Lewis is with us. She wrote a piece, 10 Great Wisconsin State Parks to Visit this summer. You can share yours. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know your favorite state parks. Chelsea, let's stay in the Door County area. Rock Island State Park, now off the tip of Door County. Speaking of a bit secluded, tell us about that one.
Yeah, you know, I think that might be one of the hardest state parks to get to. You have to take two ferries, a ferry first over to Washington Island, and then a smaller ferry over to Rock Island. But the rewards are great. It's a small little island that you can hike all the way around. I think the trail all the way around is just over 5 miles. Again, you have these kind of secluded backpacking campsites right along the lake shore. The state's oldest lighthouse is there that you can tour in the summer. There's this great old stone boathouse that kind of has this Nordic architecture. So just a ton to explore on this little island off the tip of Door County.
And I hear it's pretty competitive getting those campsites on Rock Island. Do you have any advice for getting these campsites? How early do you have to get in there?
Yeah, I mean, if you were looking at a summer weekend for this summer, you might be out of luck. There might be some left, but they're pretty tough to get for the summer weekends. If you go during the week, you probably are still able to get some good sites. And also as it gets later in the season, I've gone up there in mid to late September and the weather is still fantastic because the lake kind of moderates the temperature, so it stays a little warmer a little longer. You know, then you start to get the changing leaves, which is a whole other type of beauty. So, yeah, go later in the season or during the week, and you probably should be able to get a site. Otherwise, you still can go during the day and just visit for the day.
Let's cross over to the other side of the state now, and one that I like, a favorite of mine, Wyalusing State Park is on your list near Prairie du Chien. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, Wyalusing is great. It's right at the confluence of the Wisconsin and the Mississippi Rivers. So you get these great sweeping views of both rivers. You can hike along the bluffs above both of them. There are campsites on some of the bluffs above the river. You can actually hike down to the river. You know, people fish and sometimes swim and kayak. A really beautiful park out in western Wisconsin.
That's a nice one. And there's one I hadn't heard from. I had heard of, I think, everything on your list, but I've not heard of. Is it Perot or is it Parrot State Park?
Yeah, Perot State Park, also kind of in the Wyalusing area. It's a little smaller, and like you said, not as many people know about it. And that's where the Trempealeau and Mississippi Rivers meet. So, again, you get these really nice bluff top views. There's a big bluff there called Brady's Bluff that has this rare, dry prairie landscape. So it's kind of more open. You can see both of the rivers. Really gorgeous and not as busy usually as Wyalusing, so a great stop there.
Let's bring another caller on now. We've got Claire on the line in Weston. Claire, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. What a great environment that we're talking about. My idea was Rocha Cree. My professor from UW-Stevens Point, Dr. Ray Reeser, takes students there, and the environment is amazing. The Native Americans used it as kind of a hunting ground environment where they've got migrating birds and animals that are petroglyphed onto the rocks. Now, there is a lot of vandalism that happened there. I'd kind of like to address that to, you know, hope that these environments that we all go to are respected and our carbon footprint is, you know, as minimal as possible. But I thought this was a great environment to actually bring in more of the Native American history that have lived here for 10,000 years. And I actually found a petroglyph at the base of one of the rocks. It was so exciting. Thanks again for this great great article. I'm so grateful for WPR, and have a great day.
You too, Claire. Thanks a lot. Well, very enthusiastic about Rosha Cree and a lot of learning opportunities at these parks, Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that she brought up Rosha Cree. I had not been to Rosha Cree until last year, and I was shocked I hadn't been there because it is such a great natural gem as well as part of our history with the petroglyphs there. And, yeah, there definitely is some modern graffiti. Unfortunately, not everyone respects that kind of history and nature like we should. But you can check out the petroglyphs. You can climb to the top of the bluff. A really great park for both nature and history.
We're talking to Chelsea Lewis now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the best state parks to visit in Wisconsin.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What state parks would you recommend to visit in the summer? What did you do over the weekend? Did you go to a state park? Or is there one you're excited to get to over the course of the next few months? And what do you do while you're there? Is it the hiking, the camping, the biking, a picnic out on the water? Tell us about it at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up the conversation and get to your calls in just a little bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're picking up our discussion now with Chelsea Lewis from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about Wisconsin state parks to visit in the summer, your favorites, and hearing why you like them.
And you can call in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin state park? Where are you going through the course of this summer? And what do you like to do? Kayak, hike, bike, you name it. Tell us about it. 800-642-1234 or post and find Chelsea's article over on the Central Time Facebook page.
Let's go back to our callers now. We have Susie with us in Port Washington. Susie, hi.
Hi. My favorite state park is Devil's Lake. There's just so much to do. You've got the bluffs. You've got swimming. You've got boating. The camping is great. They're really nicely laid out spots. And you can do the hiking into the bluffs even no matter what time of year it is. You can go in the fall when the leaves are changing or in the summer just to get a nice view of the whole park. But I live in Port Washington, so the one that I go to most is Harrington. And we do a lot of hiking around the quarry up there. It's very pretty up there.
Right. I love both those state parks, Susie. Thank you so much for bringing them up. And what about those two, Harrington Beach State Park and Devil's Lake, Chelsea?
Yeah, Devil's Lake is kind of like the show pony of the state park system. If I meet someone who hasn't been to a state park, that's kind of the first one I tell them to go to. And it seems to be that a lot of people recommend it as well because it is the most popular of the state parks. You get the beautiful quartzite cliffs there, the hiking and the campsites. It's a great park. And Harrington, yeah, it's kind of a quiet little gem over in Lake Michigan here close to Milwaukee. And that's what's nice about it, too. I think it's only about half an hour from the city, so it's nice for a quick little getaway. They do have campsites there, so you can camp as well. Yeah, those are both really great suggestions.
Susie, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Deborah with us in Brown Deer. Deborah, hi.
Hi. Yes, I love camping. I haven't been in a while, but I love Kohler Andre, and I believe that it has the best stretch of beach on Lake Michigan in the state of Wisconsin. And you can build great sand castles and huge sand castles. And also you could bike there from Milwaukee on the Interurban Trail if you really wanted to.
Deborah, thanks so much for the call. Peninsula and Kohler Andre. And Kohler Andre, I mean, there are moments along that beach where I'm like, am I in Wisconsin? Did I teleport somewhere? It's a very different landscape, Chelsea. Is that one you've been to?
Yeah, Kohler Andre, especially with the dunes that you have along the beach there, it is so different for Wisconsin and really beautiful. And even with the high lake levels we've had the past few years, the beach has kind of held up. So a really great spot. I love camping there, too. Even in the winter, I've been winter camping there, and it's great.
We're talking with Chelsea Lewis right now, multimedia journalist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're getting her recommendations for great state parks to visit this summer. Sometimes you got to get that camping reservation in if you want to camp, but you can always day trip. And we want to hear from you. What is your favorite state park to visit? Do you have great memories at one of them, family memories? Do your kids especially like one? What about you when you're on your own and you just want to be alone in nature? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we go back to our callers now. We have Chris joining us next in Jackson County. Chris, hi.
Hi. One of my favorite state parks is the Black River State Forest. That's just because it has such a variety of activities to do in such a large area. It's a great place to go backpack camping and canoeing and hiking, and there's plenty of opportunities for fishing and hunting as well, and just getting away.
Nice. Great description, Chris. Thanks for that. And Chelsea, have you had experience with the Black River State Forest?
Yeah, I've gone hiking kind of in the Castle Mound area of that state forest. Really beautiful kind of bluff mound that you can hike up and around. And like the caller mentioned, there are so many things to do. It's such a big property. And also, it's right off the interstate. It's pretty accessible to people. So, you know, even if you're traveling like from Milwaukee to the Twin Cities or anywhere in between, you can kind of hop off for a nice little dose of nature and get back on, or do a longer trip if you want.
Yeah, that one's thanks for the call, Chris. That is among the first I went to in Wisconsin, the very first one, and I need to go back there, Natural Bridge State Park. I lived in Wisconsin for, I think, 3 days, looked on the map, so Natural Bridge State Park, that sounds cool, and that's all I knew about it and went there. And yeah, there's this cool natural bridge that had this history as, I believe, a meeting place for Native Americans in Wisconsin history. Is that one you've been to, Chelsea?
Yeah, it's a great little gem kind of in the Baraboo area. You know, everyone does go up to Devil's Lake and Mirror Lake, some of the bigger parks there, but Little Natural Bridge is really nice. And like you said, it has this large sandstone arch. I think it's the largest natural arch in Wisconsin. And Native Americans used to use it kind of as a shelter. There's a little cave right underneath it. So a cool little natural and history spot again.
And let's go back to our callers. Now we have Frankie joining us in Fort Atkinson. Frankie, hi.
Hi. I would just like to give a shout out to the Friends group and the volunteers who support the state park and really make them what they are.
Yeah, that's great to remember about the volunteers, people who work there too and get the word out and keep the programs going. Chelsea, do you want to add a couple words to that?
Yeah, I'm so glad that caller said that, because every time I'm out, I run into volunteers, and they really do make these state parks, like she said, make them what they are. A lot of the trail maintenance and upkeep is done by them. You know, they raise money for different things when bridges need to be built or whatnot. So it's so great that we have people that are willing to give their time and money to keep these state parks running.
Frankie, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Jim calling. He's here in Wisconsin. Jim, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What park do you have for us, Jim?
Yellowstone Lake State Park. And, yeah, it's a great place, quiet. They got the lake there. And, yeah, it do a lot of bike riding. So that's most of why I go camping, is so I can ride elsewhere.
And I don't know where that one is, Jim. I haven't been there or heard of that one. Where is that in the state?
Near just west of New Glarus.
Okay. So Yellowstone.
So you got all the breweries and stuff there that you can visit.
Jim, thanks for the call. So, Chelsea, we have a Yellowstone here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I have not been to Yellowstone. It's been on my list for a while. So I'm hoping to get there this summer. But like the caller said, there's some really great bike trails around there. I know the Badger State Trail kind of runs through there, so hopefully I can get out there this summer and check that out.
And Chelsea, one of my favorite in the state is Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island, another ferry ride, just one, not two like Rock Island, but that's one of the all-time, it's probably top on my list for the incredible hike along the bluffs overlooking Lake Superior. Have you been to that one?
Yeah, you know, I've only been there in the winter when I drove on the ice road, so I didn't even get to ride on the ferry. But yeah, it's so pretty there. And there's a little beach there too. So you've got, if you're willing to take a dip in the cold Lake Superior waters, you've got that.
Wait, yeah. Back up. You're driving on ice and then taking a dip in the waters. Did I hear you right?
No, different seasons.
Different seasons. Okay, I just want to, yeah.
Yeah.
Chelsea's made of stern stuff.
I guess so, yeah.
She does it all.
That's a little extreme for me.
So, Chelsea, you have been to most of the parks that have come up. Are there ones that you want to cross off your Wisconsin State Park bucket list anytime soon?
Yeah, there are a few up in northern Wisconsin. I still haven't been to Pattison State Park, which is another waterfalls park. I think the two, or what, the biggest waterfall in the state, Big Manitou Falls, is there. So I'm really hoping to get to that one this year. And then hopefully I can get to Big Bay when it's still nice and sunny and warm, and maybe I can take a dip.
Yeah, you won't regret it. It's still going to be a little cold. I'm not going to lie to you. Even in summer, it's a little, you know, brisk. Yeah. It's bracing. Let's just say it's bracing.
Sure. Refreshing.
And anything else you want people to know about getting out and exploring and maybe getting out of their rut of where they normally go?
Yeah, well, if you are going to go to state parks, know that you'll need a state park sticker. They cost $8 per day or $28 for the year, which I think is one of the best deals and things to do in Wisconsin. You know, you can't do much else for $28 in the year, so that's really great. You can usually bring your dogs as long as they're on a leash. Make sure they're on a leash. They're not typically allowed in picnic areas and some nature trails and some beaches, but there are some designated trails or some designated beaches and stuff for them. And just find adventure wherever you are. I mean, I think it's easy to overlook sometimes gems that are in your own backyard, things you drive past every day, but you can find adventure wherever you are in Wisconsin.
Chelsea, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Chelsea Lewis, multimedia journalist from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can find a link to her piece and share your state park thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. We talked earlier, was it last year? Talked to a high school student from New Berlin who had, over the course of one season, visited all the state parks. And a caller we didn't have time to get to, I'm sorry, Michelle in Arcadia, apparently has been to every single state park in Wisconsin. Is that a goal you'll set for yourself?
I feel like I've got to be pretty close. I hadn't been to the last place you mentioned. Was it Pattison or Pattison?
Pattison, I think.
Pattison. So I haven't been there. That's one. And the Perot I haven't been to. So yeah, it would be great to cross those all off.
I'd have some more catching up too.
You're listening to Central Time.